USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Raphael Warnock is projected by numerous news outlets to defeat Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler in one of the two crucial Senate runoffs in Georgia. Loeffler has not conceded. The race between John Ossoff and Senator David Perdue is still too close to call, with 99% of the precincts reporting. Kenosha, Wisconsin was prepared for unrest, but none materialized after a prosecutor said Tuesday no charges will be filed in the shooting of Jacob Blake by police officers in late August.
And it is my decision now that I announce today before you that no Kenosha law enforcement officer in this case will be charged with any criminal offense based on the facts and the laws.
District Attorney Michael Gravely also said no additional charges will be brought against Mr. Blake. Although Jacob Blake was armed and resisting arrest, Jacob's uncle, Justin, called the decision a slap in the face, and where's the justice? This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.